In 1992, the Ammonses moved to Cayuga Heights Road. The poet was no longer able to do much gardening, and while his new house had a pleasant yard, he never really became intimate with it, judging from the poems he wrote in the 90s. The local scene that replaces the backyard in Ammonses' late work is the Ithaca Farmers Market, which makes memorable appearances in the long poems Garbage and Glare. I don't have time to quote those passages in full. Let me just suggest that in the farmer's market, Ammons at last seemed to have found a place from which violence and strife had been excluded, where natural and human energies mingle peacefully, and where suffering and loss, while never entirely absent, recede into the background. "This is we at our best," he writes in Garbage. "Not killing, scheming, abusing, running over, tearing down, burning up. Why did invention ever bother with all this? Why does the huge beach by the water come back every year?" In some respects, the farmer's market is simply an extension of the poet's backyard. But of course, it harkens back to the old North Carolina farm as well. In these beautiful passages, with their communal warmth and sensual enjoyment, we feel almost for the first time in his poetry that Ammons is truly at home. In a 1998 interview with the critic Stephen Schneider, Ammons offered a retrospective map of his poetic journey. "It seems to me that there's been a tendency in my work that the chief presence in the early poems is the wind. Somewhere along the way, it becomes water, and then it becomes mineral or earth. And it seems to me that my own forms of anxiety or hysteria or whatever have grown closer and closer to the ground through the years. It is really kind of an astonishing pilgrimage from the wind to the earth." This elemental progression clearly parallels the scenic movement I've tried to outline in this presentation, from the windswept desert to the Jersey shore to the backyard in Ithaca. Behind all of these landscapes hovers the memory of the Whiteville farm, a scene that appears infrequently in Ammons's poems, but whose emotional resonance can nearly always be felt as a complex layering of love and pain. Each of these environments contributes crucial images and energies to Ammons's poetry, allowing him to move in new directions and to find new pieces of his voice. Yet for all his attachment to these and other places and to the earth itself, Ammons harbored an essential ambivalence to the very idea of place. If his poetry testifies to the inexhaustible richness of places, it also proclaims that we are more than the places we inhabit. I'd like to conclude by showing you a video of Archie reading his poem In Memoriam, May Noblet, in which he reminds us how tenuous our bonds to place really are.
The next poem is In Memoriam for May Noblet. "This is just a place. We go around distance yearly in a star's atmosphere, turning daily into and out of direct light, and slanting through the quadrant seasons. Deep space begins at our heels, nearly rousing us loose. We look up or out so high, sight's silk almost draws us away. This is just a place. Currents worry themselves coiled and free in airs and oceans. Water picks up mineral shadow and plasm into billions of designs, frames, trees, grains, bacteria. But is love a reality we made here ourselves? And grief, did we design that? Or do these light currents wind in and out among us merely as we arrive and go? This is just a place. The reality we agree with that agrees with us, outbounding this, arrives to touch, joining with us from far away. Our home, which defines us, is elsewhere." but not so far away we have forgotten. This is just a place.